Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
All right.
Good. You should be doing better than all right, Jim.
Well, it's
Because you are a god among men.
thank you. I'm not sure if that entails me to any powers, possibly flipping up and down
You
randomly
seem
on
to
my
be doing a
camera.
good job of that right now. We were discussing before we started recording your intermittent tendency to flip up and down and flip back and forth between like widescreen and 4:3 ratio screen. But these are godlike powers. As you note, it's not surprising that a person who has brought salvation to our comments system could also perform miracles such as the ones we're seeing now.
Indeed. I'm curious. It's you've mentioned that nobody else seems to have this problem. Have you moved significantly to people recording over Skype, or is it mostly still the old system?
I guess I've probably recorded about 6 or 8 of these on Skype, so at least half of them are the old system. Whenever there's a less than robust upstream, we use the old system, upstream bandwidth on the part of the person we're taping. But yeah, this issue of you flipping up and down is unique so far as I know in the annals of blogging heads. End of Skype, so far as I know.
All right. Well.
But we should get back to singing your praises. I mean, this is amazing. For people who don't know, we're talking about the thing that you will reach if you go to the bottom of the blogging heads page and click on the comment threads little footer there. And you will go to this page that gives you an Olympian overview of the status of comments on all of the Diavlogs, tells you not only how many posts there are who left the last one when they left it, but also how many new ones have appeared since you last checked into that comments page. And from here, you can go read the comments without activating the video player, should you feel that you've seen quite enough video. Thank you. So, I think this has met many of the objections that commenters with some justice raised to our
I hope so.
transition to discuss. And you just did this out of the goodness of your heart. In fact, people don't know, but right before we came on camera, I offered you $10,000 for your labors. I held up a check. It was written out to you. It said $10,000. I said, "Do you want me to put this in the mail or tear it up?" And you said, "Bob, I owe Blogging Heads $10,000. So much joy and enlightenment have I gotten out of it." So I tore the check up. Do you remember that, Jim?
I might have suffered a blow to the head earlier, so
Well,
I don't remember it, but
it could also
I
be.
trust you. I trust you that that happened.
I think it did. It could be that I'm getting you mixed up with somebody else. I have so many of these conversations, you know. But anyway, you deserve for something like that to have happened to you. Let me say that. Okay? Whether it actually did or not. So this is amazing, and in fact, it got the following blurb from Ladox. I don't know if you know, there's this little comment thread where people have started singing your praises. It says, "I am very impressed, Jim. I had been thinking that Disqus gave me a good excuse for cutting down on my BHTV time generally, or on the time spent on the comments generally. And V Bulletin was still a much better piece of software, much more searchable, for example, much easier to use links in, blah, blah, blah." First of all, let me say that I am glad that we've removed any excuse Ladox may have had for using his time more constructively than watching Blogging Heads. I hope he will be wasting more time with us soon. Then here comes the killer blurb. This is high praise indeed. He says, "But you have transformed a virtually unusable piece of shit into something that, while makeshift, is not an utter disgrace. Congratulations, Jim, on
Yeah,
making this."
it definitely still is makeshift, but
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of. I was trying to think, what is it that V Bulletin had that this doesn't have? Okay, it doesn't have that Olympian schematic overview of the comment threads, the virtue of which, I guess, was to. The main use of which would be to check in and see in which cases have your own comments been responded to, which is nice. And it also does not have infinite, branching potential.
Yes.
Those
I
are the.
wonder, you might be able to increase the amount of branching now, without it becoming unwieldy, but yeah, you're never going to get infinite this way.
Well, this is what I wondered about, because what, you know, the other thing is that when people go to the non-video page version of the comments, it's much more horizontal space. So they can get into like the seventh indent without the columns being super narrow. And you're right, on that page, you could probably have like 10, 11 indents maybe. And what I wondered was, of course, you'd still be on the video page constrained to like 7 max, but could you then, after 7 on the video page, have like a, just a little dot, dot, dot thing signifying that if you go to the comments page, there are more? Or would that be like just this humongous technical challenge? Not that we're laying any more work on you anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I can look into that, but I think that might be a bit difficult. I think what might happen is you'd end up with those comments still there, but just in the sort of ridiculously constrained version that some people have noted on other sites that use Discuss, where you've just got a column this narrow.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, I mean, I think, you know, those are not trivial. The remaining deficiencies compared to vBulletin are not trivial. But you've come a long way, and I might add, with the help of Brenda and Brian on our team, but they both emphasize your pioneering and crucial role. For my money, Discuss does have some actual advantages over vBulletin. It is still, it's nice under the comments section for the ordering of the comments, under the video, on the video page for the ordering the comments to be coherent. And it's nice to have that kind of snapshot anywhere. And vBulletin didn't have it anywhere, you know, where you could really kind of both see the structure of the conversation and just read it in very fluid fashion without a lot of clicking around.
I'll say things like that overview that vBulletin had, where you could navigate to individual comments within the structure that way, it's not impossible to recreate that, but that was not the top priority, because I wasn't even sure whether that's something that people really missed a lot. So that's one thing people could do, is of the features of Discuss, the features of vBulletin that you liked, that Discuss does not have, you know, what is it that you miss the most? I can't promise very rapid response to anything, just because my time is limited. But when I do get back to making small improvements, knowing what it is that people actually find a priority could be useful. So.
Okay. But this is, it's revolutionized my life in terms of checking in and seeing where we are on comments.
Now you know whether people are actually making them?
Well, it's a much more efficient way of finding out, that's for sure, if you're concerned about the site as a whole. Yeah. So, now, do you want to bask in your glory longer? Or did you had said you had a few questions about the state of blogging heads.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember we talked before about sort of what were some of the hurdles in getting things done, and what you were really looking for out of the site, and why you were sort of reticent to give up the old blogging heads model. Well, you've now had to, and we've seen the new blogging heads. So I'm curious as far as, you know, some of your thoughts on it. I noticed, for instance, seems like the volume of dialogues has gotten back basically to the amount it used to be.
Yeah. No, we've been lucky in that way. A number of people have signed on to do these kinds of programs. And, you know, so far they've kept it up. And it's kind of less work for us when they're making sure that the content comes in. And they're doing a little more work in framing the content afterwards. In other words, letting us know what the basic subjects covered are and kind of where they're covered and stuff. And that's a huge help. And we are, you know, working to turn it into the kind of platform that will be very attractive for people like them to have shows. And ultimately, we hope, expand the number of shows. In fact, there's one little innovation that, people may have noticed, that is another, I think, largely a Brenda Bryan production, which is that you can now subscribe to individual programs. So if you're watching in the video player and you go up and you see the name of a program, if it is a program, you'll see the RSS icon, iTunes, I guess, or a podcast icon, and an email icon. And you can choose to be notified, you know, you subscribe to any of that show, you know, just Foreign Entanglements, or just Connor Friedersdorf or whatever, through those things. So we hope that'll make it easier on viewers who have one or more favorites that they especially want to be apprised of. And we hope it'll make it more attractive for people who want to have programs on the site. You know, commenters can also play a role in making it a place where people want to have programs on the site, which is just make, you know, intelligent comments, not more trashy than is absolutely necessary. And show some appreciation. So I'm, you know, pretty happy. I mean, frankly, without trying, certainly, we realize that we have something of an overrepresentation of white males, I would say.
Those are perhaps the people who are most eager to undertake the project of a weekly show.
You think it's something about white males that, I don't know, I hadn't, I mean...
I wouldn't want to speculate too deeply into it, but it doesn't surprise me that they're the initial adopters.
Given what you know of white males that you have met.
Indeed.
Are they a self-promotional bunch? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe that, or I think...
I'm just trying to get you into some trouble here. Go ahead.
Yeah,
don't let me stop you. Don't let me stop you from saying something that will get you hate mail from some... gender yeah. or ethnic group, okay?
Yeah, what you're saying is place foot in mouth and shoot.
It may be a sign from the aforementioned God that you're doing that upside down thing just when you're...
I think there's a certain sort of alpha male quality to wanting to go out and make it your show rather than being invited on. Mm-hmm. I think that's there's a certain selectivity bias there, but I guess I haven't run the numbers to see whether like the total number of people on the shows rather than the hosts have if that composition has really changed much.
I think in terms of totals it's probably a little better, but better than that. But we need to improve. Right now, we, at this moment, don't have room for a lot of new shows in terms of what we can process and also in terms of giving them enough time on the homepage so that they get a decent kind of viewership. But if those, you know, things can change, we want to streamline the process in a way that makes it even less labor-intensive at our end. And if traffic for the site as a whole grows, you can always fit more programs on without sacrificing audience for the audience size for the average show. So we'll see. But I think it's gone well so far, and I'm happy it's taken off.
Yeah, good to hear. One thing I wondered, we talked about before. You said, well, you don't want to do a show where, you know, people are just talking to people they agree with, and it's just a whole bunch of little echo chambers. And that was one of your concerns, was sort of letting the reins go a little bit before. And you've let the reins go, and I wonder what's your reaction? Do you think people have been, talking to people of different viewpoints? Do you think is it better or is it worse as far as really talking about substantive disagreements?
We got all of them to agree. Of course, this is not the kind of thing that it's easy to kind of police, monitor, and enforce, but we got all of them to agree that, you know, at least half of these would be kind of reaching across the aisle type, you know, clear ideological contrast. And I know there certainly have been kind of dramatic examples of that. For example, in Foreign Entanglements, Matt Duss has a couple of times featured you know, neocons, including in at least one case, a neocon in a reasonably extreme sense of the word. So there's been, I think, a fair amount of that. It hasn't been probably evenly distributed among all programs, but we're just getting started. And of course, the Bill Scheer and Con Carroll show, that's kind of built into. And, you know, the ideological diversity, but the other ones, I think most of them have been pretty good about having a fair amount of ideological diversity.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that what made me think of it is that episode of Foreign Entanglements. I thought to myself, that's actually something we didn't see a lot on the old site is I felt like that episode, you went in and you really engaged in the substantive disagreement. And I wonder if there is something about having a host who feels like, well, it's my responsibility to manage the program and to really create the content that does facilitate really going into that. Whereas, I mean, I don't know, it seems like, in a way you've got a less egalitarian system. There's a host and there is a guest, whereas under the old system, often it was kind of two guests,
right,
and maybe they didn't feel like they wanted to stoke conflict all the time. And I think who knows, but I'm hopeful that maybe something about this format will encourage the dialoguers to really choose partners that they know they will be able to get into substantive disagreements with.
Yeah, you're referring to the Matt Dust, Jamie Fly one?
I think so, yes.
Jamie Fly was the one who wanted to bomb Iran into regime change.
Yes, which is...
With which Matt disagrees.
Yes, which I think most people disagree, but it was interesting to hear that perspective.
Right, and Matt's been very good in general about kind of reaching across the aisle and engaging people who disagree with him, but that was a very good example of that. It's an interesting question. Do hosts feel more at liberty to disagree? It's all a question of how they conceptualize their role. I mean, some might view their function as being very polite, you know, maybe too polite. But we're just getting into the business of engaging in kind of regular conversation with the hosts collectively, talking to them about things they can do and them talking to us about things we can do to make their lives better. So it is in a process of evolution. And I would say that we have not seen the end of dialogues that are set up that aren't part of a program. And I hope that, I mean, right now we're seeing very, very few of them, but I hope that in general they will be more often cases of clear-cut contrast of opinion when those do happen. So,
yeah, this reminds me to sort of pass along a suggestion one of my friends, who's also a viewer, gave me, which is, the possibility of these series are nice, the one-shots are nice, but the possibility you might want to look into, I don't know, quote-unquote mini-series, where you could, people who you might not be able to get to commit to something very regularly, but, you know, you say, all right, well, I found these two people who they could probably have 4 or 5 hours of conversation that are, you know, unique and productive. And that would that'd be a way too of maybe reducing the amount of work it takes to set these things up, but having a little more variety, the possibility you could perhaps do that on things that are less topical. One thing I've noticed, and I think other people have complained about, is you definitely have fewer science dialogues these days, and the thing about science dialogues is they're not necessarily that timely, and
right.
I think maybe something like a mini-series idea would be something that would work with that. So, for instance, I'm going to forget his name, but you interviewed that physicist about the same book.
Lawrence Krauss.
Yeah, several episodes, it worked out. Each episode was about something different, and so I would encourage you to explore things like that as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can also imagine, for that matter, two people coming on and having a conversation for, a little over an hour that breaks down into two or three parts that are broadcast in sequence. I mean, a lot of people think that our stuff is too long to begin with.
It's there's a question, of course, whether you can get somebody to record something for 3 hours.
Right, but I'm saying even if they could just do it, you know, 70 minutes could break down into two or three.
True.
What most people would consider, segments of enough conversation for one sitting, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope to impose some coherence on the stuff I'm doing that may, to some extent, fulfill some of these needs. I have been... You know, and I'm now blogging for The Atlantic and needing to do a fair amount of stuff on that, keeping this humming. And I'm also putting some of my clips on Slate, the video clips. And all of that is taking a lot of time, and I have not, I haven't yet really figured out, sometimes I just feel like I'm treading water and I'm not really on top of lining up shows for myself. I'm trying different things. Some work better than others. But I would like to get to a point where there is some weekend slot that is regularly filled by me talking to someone about something that's not super topical. If it's not always science, it would at least be something, you know, maybe a little more, a little less about current events.
Yeah.
And maybe a little more cerebral than just, you know, some of the more horse race politics-y stuff I do. But we'll see. And this is my... do you have other...
I think that basically, you know, that's the most things. Are there any other changes sort of working their way through the pipelines at Blogging Heads? Or is pretty much what we see is what's going to be for a while?
I think there is a pretty good chance that we're going to get a grant specifically designed to create very clear-cut debates, you know, kind of left-right usually, and that we then take pains to get actually distributed on both left and right websites, as well as they'll all be on Blogging Heads, of course. But that is that won't kick in for, I would say, some months.
Okay.
But it's the kind of thing I like to have financial support for. It's the kind of thing that right now we don't have a lot of time to set up, but this would allow us to set up. And at first there would just be a couple of these a month, and then the pace would probably pick up to one a week. So there's that. Aside from that, I'd say it's working on making this a platform that's an attractive place for people to have their programs. And again, viewers can help both by being active and respectful commenters, and by getting the word out about content they like on Facebook or so on and so on, because, the more people feel, the hosts feel that there are people out there watching and engaging, the more attractive this will be. And we want to keep adding features to the site that make it a good place to have a program. And at the same time, I would like to start adding some non-program content that is, that kind of seizes on debates that are happening at the moment, maybe, you know, people who are fighting on Twitter or blog or on blogs or so on. But that requires some kind of personnel resources. And at the moment, when we're still kind of, coming out of this transitional period, we don't have a lot of excess of personnel resources, but I'd like to do that. And then I want to straighten out my own situation and make it a little more predictable what I'm doing and a little clearer what I'm doing. That's about it.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to it.
But we have to close with more thanks to you.
Well, thank you.
It really, it was, I mean, you know, you had the, you drew our attention to the possibility of doing this, which would have been enough of a contribution. But then you also did it in conjunction with I think Brenda especially and Brian, and I think it's huge. And as word spreads about this revolution, you will be revered only more with each passing day.
Well, I hope so. It doesn't seem like the system's gotten a lot of use yet, but
well, I think, you know, I think honestly, are. I think the before this, I think the comment system was sufficiently unsatisfactory in the view of some of our traditional commenters that some of them had drifted away, and I think they're starting to rediscover it, and we may do something more active to draw their attention to it. You deserve it.
Yeah, it's there are still some loose spots on it. Frankly, when I started the project, I had forgotten more about programming than I had ever known. So there was a bit of a learning curve. The latter parts of what I wrote reflect a much higher knowledge of the subject matter than do the initial parts. So there's some weirdnesses still built in.
So the code, your code got more elegant as time wore on?
Maybe not more elegant, but more cognizant of what can actually be done. So for instance, only some of the most recent threads that have activity on them will list the full information. I think in months that will be more complete, just when I have the time to make some revisions, now that I know that I can.
Oh, I see. You mean the older threads are laboring under a different system than the newer threads?
Well, if you look at the things, like the most recent commented upon threads will have information about who the last commenter was and when that happened.
Right, right.
That's not true of the older ones, and that's simply because you can. When you make one particular call to the discuss server, you can only get X amount of information. And the way I had been writing it for quite a while, it was going to be very cumbersome to make more than one call. So you sort of sacrifice that for its ability to load in under 3 minutes. But now that at the very last minute, I discovered some things that reduced that problem, but I have not yet taken advantage of that to makes that information appear, but one of these weeks or months that'll show up. So cross your fingers; it'll be soon, I guess.
Okay, well, it's working for me fine. I hadn't noticed a problem in that. You know, that had not been much of an issue for me. But again, thanks.
Yeah,
this is big, and the check is in the mail, or something,
or ripped up,
or not in the mail. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right. Bye.
See you.